Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1828, the topic is Q&A, and the title is, How Do You Work Out When You Don't Feel Motivated? One of my online clients asked essentially that question in their online journal, so I went through, answered it, and thought I would share with everyone today. They wrote, I think I just realized why I feel more insecure and shy at the gym. I went from being one of the top three strongest guys in the weight room when I used to lift, to now I'm bigger, but not any stronger. I also don't have a sense of encouragement, like a community of encouragement, except for my family and you, of course, but not from a team or friends or training partners. How do you get through a workout when feeling motivated, when you're feeling unmotivated in the moment? And these are common feelings. I talk with clients about this all the time, is if they were physically active when they were younger, maybe high school, you know, college days, now it's 10, 15, 20 years later, they used to bench 315, now they can't bench 135. just the performance is way down, and that can be very depressing. Or like they said, is they used to train as part of a team, or maybe they had friends. It was part of a normal routine. There were familiar people at the gym. There were training partners, and that community isn't there now. So what do you do in those moments? How do you manage those moments? Well, I answered this, and I pushed harder into the concept of feeling kind of like average or not as strong, because I know that that's a very common feeling for a lot of now it'd be for women too, but it does happen more commonly in men. So I said it's a tough feeling mentally to feel average or below average, not necessarily compared to other people, but compared to how you used to be. And that can have a pretty hard negative impact on motivation in your mindset. How do you get around this is to focus on the strength of your work ethic. I was not gifted, personally, this is for me, I was not gifted with good genetics, nor was I gifted with a good work ethic. I was a lazy kid. I apologize to my mom and dad. In my preteen years and, you know, the early teen years, I was pretty lazy. I would play a lot of video games, kind of sit in the house after school. I didn't really do much. And it led to me being in a place that I didn't like. And my story I've shared before is, on my 15th birthday, I was teasing one of my friends, and they teased back, and they said, well, at least I'm not fat. And up until that moment, I hadn't really thought of myself as fat, but I didn't like that they could say that about me, and it kind of, like, ended the argument. Like, he dropped the mic after that statement, so to speak. You know, it was like he said that, and then it was like, boom. I was like, crap, I am fat. I was like, what the hell? When did I get fat? How did that happen? And then I looked at myself and I'm like, well, you lazy piece of crap. You're sitting around in the house doing nothing. That's how it happened. You know, your fat butt sitting there playing video games when you should actually be out there moving around doing something. So I started doing push-ups and sit-ups and started getting into lifting weights on my 15th birthday. But when I was 11, 12, 13, 14, I was lazy as hell. And even when I started into my physical fitness journey, I still had all those lazy tendencies that I had to work against. I had to work to overcome. It took me easily over a decade until my late 20s to start to say that, like, to have the feeling that I wasn't having to work against my nature, so to speak. My nature became, I recognized getting up early helped. I recognized being more physically fit helped me, psychologically, mentally, emotionally. It took me a long time to where now, if, like, Meredith and I, my wife and I laugh, is on the weekends, if I sit down in the middle of the day and I'm on the couch, I'll set like a 10-minute timer, and then after about 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, I gotta get moving. I gotta do something. Because if I'm sitting there doing nothing for 10 minutes, I'm like, oh, what could I have done for those 10 minutes? How could I have, you know, helped somebody? How could I have done more around the house? Maybe I could have worked out. I start getting into these, like, feelings that maybe I'm wasting time. Now, that is arguably unhealthy, I'm sure. Well, probably not that much of an argument. But the idea is I've flipped the script in my mind to where now I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste time on my, like, on this earth. Like, I only have one life. Now, that can be where, you know, sitting on the couch, taking a nap. I take some naps with the best of them because it's recovery. It's how I repair myself, recoup myself. But if I'm laying 10 minutes on the couch and I'm not napping, what's like, well, then what am I really getting for the 10 minutes? So it's in that, like, in-between land. You're either play hard or recover hard, you know, that kind of thing. And for me, my work is play because I love my work. But I want to feel like what I'm doing has a purpose to what I'm doing, if that makes sense. I don't like wasting time. So that took me, well, over a decade for sure to have to work against that. And what has helped me along the way is to develop a strong work ethic. And the work is what motivates me. So I developed the mindset of somebody may be stronger, bigger, leaner, smarter. Maybe they have more money. Maybe they have more opportunities. They might have something else going for them that I don't have. But no one will outwork me. That's what I could control. That's what I could, you know, hang my hat on, so to speak. That's where I found the strength of me. You know, maybe somebody can outbench me, but they're not going to outwork me. Maybe somebody can, you know, run a mile faster than I can. God near everybody can. I don't run much. But they're not going to outwork me. If I want to be a good runner, well then, damn it, I'll be a damn good runner. It might take me a few years. I might have to lose 100 pounds. But if I want to do it, I'll freaking crush it. That's the mindset I've had. That's the mindset that I developed. Is that when I want something, no one will outwork me for it. And I mean that in the most well-balanced, well-rounded way possible. You know, it's easy to say, you know, screw it to other responsibilities and make your nutrition and training your main focus in life. And if you did that, then I would hope that you're going to do very well at it. Because if you only have one thing to do and that's the thing you're focusing on, I hope you crush it. But for most people, the struggle is, how can I be attentive to my nutrition and training, but also to my spouse, to my kids, to my work, to my family, to my friends? Can I be attentive to my nutrition and training, my physical health, while still growing in spiritual health? Growing in my financial knowledge and awareness? Growing in my communication skills? Can I be attentive to my physical health while still growing in all other areas? That is hard as hell. That is incredibly, incredibly hard. That is what I am currently working on. I want to be the best I can be in everything. Now that means, you know, you likely can't, but screw that. I'm going to try anyhow, right? You know, and it's a struggle. It's tough. And one of the reasons why it's tough is because you have to sustain a level of self-accountability that is above the normal level. And that's how you can, you know, kind of become the strongest version of yourself, is by working on self-accountability and doing what you know is best for you, even when you don't want to do it. That has been something that has helped me, and something that I believe can help motivate this client when he doesn't feel motivated. And I told him to work on developing that mindset. Make a mantra for himself or a phrase that he can repeat to himself, that when he recognizes he's not motivated to do something that's best for him and he kind of wants to be lazy and not do it, what is he going to tell himself in that moment? How is he going to get himself to do the thing that he know he should do, he just doesn't want to do? And one phrase I told him that I had used a lot when I was younger was, no one will outwork me. And that's something I liked because I can control that. That is what I have the ability to influence each and every day, is how hard I work. So that's what I focus on, and that's what motivates me. Anybody can work out when they feel like it. Anyone can eat well when they feel like it. Anyone can do what they're supposed to do when they feel like it, when they get a reward for it, when they get recognition for it. But can you do all of it when no one is looking? When you don't want to do it? When you're exhausted and overwhelmed? Can you learn to address why you feel exhausted and overwhelmed? Yeah? Can you learn to take control over yourself? To focus on yourself? The more you focus on you, the more control you'll have over your whole life. You'd be amazed how much you're screwing up your own life. These are things I tell myself, and these are things that I've absolutely learned, is I screw up my life more than anyone else does. I screw up my life more than any lack of opportunity, lack of resources, more than anything external. I screw up my life more than anything and everyone else. So I got to focus on me. The more I focus on me, the better my life gets, regardless of if anything else around me gets better. So that's my focus. When I don't feel like working out, I tell myself to quit being a baby and just do the work. Sometimes that language is more aggressive, but that's basically it. I just like, I recognize and I'm like, okay, big freaking baby. Just, you know, blah, 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 wham, 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 get moving, let's go. Now, it's not the kindest self-talk, but believe me, it's got a lot kinder. But it's what works for me. You know, remembering that a great life doesn't come without great effort. And that the greater the effort that I put in, the greater the life I can have. I can set myself up to have. I can have the opportunity to have. I create that opportunity by how hard I work. So that's my motivation. You know, I don't look at the individual task as much as I can. I try not to. You know, do I want to work out today? Well, sometimes the answer is no. But do I want to be a fat piece of crap and hate my life in 20 years? No. So I'm going to work out today. You know, I want to have a better life than what not eating this meal. Like, I don't want, maybe I'm not hungry for lunch. Maybe I'm too busy for lunch. Yeah, but do you want to have bigger muscles? Do you want to be leaner? Do you want to feel better the next time you try on clothes? The next time you have to go out and be in public? Or do you want to be self-conscious like you've been for the last 10, 15, 20 years? You know what that feels like. That feels like crap. So just eat the damn meal, make progress, and live a better life. These are the things that work for me that I'm sure some health professional might be listening to this and going, I don't know if that's good advice. But it's an eclectic group of advice, I guess that would be a way of saying it, is just to focus on you and to focus on the quality of effort that you can give and recognizing that the more work you put in when you don't want to put in the work, the more rewards you're going to get. So if you don't feel like working out because you're like, oh man, I'm so much weaker than I used to be. Yeah, but you're going to stay weaker if you don't work out. Work out. Get a little stronger today. Work out the next day. Get a little stronger. If every time you work out, you get 1% stronger, you'll eventually become stronger. You won't have to live a life of always feeling weak. You can become strong again. Maybe you gained a bunch of weight. You're like, I don't want to go back to the gym. I don't want to go back to dieting. You know, I've gained 40, 50 pounds, and now I'm just depressed every time I try to do anything that I'm not what I used to be. Well, get back there. You might have a new version of it, you know, if it's been 10, 15, 20 years. Maybe you bench pressed 315 for 10 before when you were younger. Now it would be pretty awesome to hit 315 for one. Right? So the standards might change a little bit, but if you don't like where you are today, skipping the right things isn't going to help. Not working out isn't going to help. Skipping meals isn't going to help. Finding excuses to not do the things that you should do isn't going to help. If you don't like where you are, then do the things you don't like. And get to a better place. If I don't like where I am, and I don't like working out, work out anyhow. Then eventually you might like where you are. I understand And I have been in these places mentally of coming back from injuries. I've come back from quite a few injuries where, you know, I used to be able to lift XYZ, got a couple injuries, took me 2, 3, 4 years. Maybe I got back there, maybe I didn't. So I've been in a place where strength is varied. I've been in a place where I gained a lot of muscle, felt big and strong, then got, like, lost some muscle, gained some body fat, went through some chaos in life, and had to work back at it. So I know what it feels like to be in those stages. But just don't stay there. If you're unhappy there, do the work that's unhappy anyhow. Like, if you're unhappy, do the stuff that you don't want to do. You're unhappy. Are you going to be more unhappy if you don't work out? Like, if you're like, you know, I feel weak. I don't like the way I look. I'm not going to work out today. Well, you wouldn't have liked working out. So if you don't work out, are you going to feel better by not working out? No. You're still probably going to feel bad. Then you're going to feel extra bad because you skipped a workout when you know you should have worked out. So now you're going to feel bad and guilty. You're going to feel bad anyhow. Just work out. You're going to feel bad anyhow. Just eat the food. I know that's a goofy way of saying it. But you're going to have pain in life. You're either going to have the pain of regret or the pain of progress. You're going to be in pain either way. Life, like, takes effort. It takes it out of you. So if you don't do the work, you stay unhappy, you're unhappy. If you do the work, you're unhappy while you're doing it. But afterwards, you're actually pretty damn happy because you just did something that could make your life potentially better. It gives you hope for change. Makes you feel better about yourself that you can actually follow through and do something. So I hope that when you struggle with motivation, you remind yourself that a better life is on the other side of this action. Even though I don't want to work out, if I do work out, I can have a better life. Even if I don't want to eat this meal, if I do eat this meal, I can have a better life. A better life is on the other side of that action. Do the action. Earn the better life. I feel like I rambled a lot. But I hope there was something in here that you could take. I hope there was something that was helpful. If you need anything, email me. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.